Kulang alam kung talagang meron na sa atin yan, Ching.
Kung I think global naman yata ito.
Mm-mm. Kasi nang umuwi ako nung October, yung mga airports sa atin, talagang may ano sila, may
screening.
May health bath sila na parang ano ba yung tawag doon? Parang I can't. Yung para bang
yung mag-step on ka sa parang to
para not to
contaminate
yeah, contaminate the other islands kahit nga yung magbarko ka punta ka ng Cebu to San Carlos may mga ano lahat talaga bababa and step on the para siya
parang sanitizer siguro
sanitizer just to protect every you know ang ating ano mga farmers din sa iba't ibang islands. So we are putting some implementation sa Philippines, but I haven't seen it here obviously. Ayan. So, mag-ingat po tayo. Dapat lang naman talaga, I think, meron tayong testing dito. Kasi yung mga imports, I think, ang pinagsa, ang worry sa ating mga farmers dito is yung papasok na mga pork.
Yeah.
Ano ang testing sa overseas, kung saan nang galing.
Actually, very, very strict sila dyan, Trin, sa ano, pag-check ng mga incoming mga goods, especially food.
Yeah. Kailang ang ano ata nila, ang worry nila is walang testing sa swine, sa African swine flu pagdating, fever pagdating dito. Kailangan daw i-test talaga dapat sa atin. Ano, may mga certificate naman daw galing yan sa ibang bansa kung saan ang galing na free siya from African swine fever. Pero huwag tayong magpaano, no?
Para sigurado talaga.
Magpa-confident, anong tawag doon? we shouldn't be too confident that they're doing their good job, you know? Ayan. Alright. At of course, nandito na ang ating pinakamagandang producer. Kumusta na, Tita Verge? Say hello.
Siyempre, feeling pinakamaganda.
Ayan, ang dapat. Oh,
I'm very happy that the two little ones are here.
Yes.
Welcome back. We missed you.
Yes.
And look at them. They grew a lot, ay.
Yes.
They both look like lady girls. And welcome, of course, Ching.
Thank you, TJ.
I saw your better half and I convinced him to come in. And he said, ha, ha, ha.
Gusto lang yata niya mag-Facebook.
Ayan.
Ayan. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Nakaabot pa rin. May incident sa bridge. Ewan ko kung anong nangyari. Medyo kinabahan ako because last night after the concert, siyempre puno palabas. Nag-uunahan. Ganyan. Pagtingin ko okay na, nakalagpas na yung isa. O di, atras na ako dahil nagbibigay yung isa. Si Kay, pinapaganyan ko. Yun pala, yung doon sa likod ko,
ay,
hindi pa pala tapos.
Ay.
Nandun pa. Kaunti lang naman. But,
siyempre,
okay. Ako ang bumangga sa kanya. Kunti lang naman. Kunti lang, pero kahit na. I'm almost sure, meron yun. Binigay ko lang ang insurance ko, etc., etc. Bahala na siya.
Ayan.
Ako bahala na din sa
akin. Basta may insurance na ito, Ate Chi, ano?
Ayan. That's what insurance Ayan. Is for, of course. Yeah.
Ba't nakakahiya ako pa? Ang daming nakakita.
Tapos maraming tao. Ayan. So before po tayo magpatuloy, isang musika uli para sa inyong lahat. Ito naman po ay galing kay Darin
Espanto?
Darin Espanto. Yes. I believe in me. Ayan. Mm-hmm. Sorry po. Ako'y bulag na bulag. Okay. Ito po. Enjoy kayong lahat and we'll be right back.
In this ocean that is so cold. Oh. Like a king without a throne, but somehow I found the strength to go on. 'Cause I believe in me, that miracles do happen. That I believe in dreams, if only you imagine. And will things to happen, and trust things to go on. 'Cause I'm the only one. I am mighty. yet somehow I stay alone. Oh, in the storm I must prevail. Nothing will ever keep me down, 'cause I believe in me.
Si Darren Espanto, siya ang winner ng ating Voice Kids season. Ano bang season si Darren? Hindi ko lang maalala.
A few years ago, 1 or 2 years ago.
Hindi, mas earlier pa ata.
Earlier pa?
Oh, I think so. Kasi ang lalaki na nila ngayon, Tita Verge. Before, ang liliit lang nila. Mm-hmm. Ayan, and of course, we're now going to our Bulili Chika. We are going to have ang Bulili report natin from today onwards hanggang Pasko is we're going to just share to our listeners yung mga ibang-ibang
kaugalian
sa Christmas around the world. And of course, ang the first Christmas that we are going to share around will be the Philippines. So we're going to share Christmas around the world, but first stop natin is the Philippines. Yan ang Bulilit News. That will be our Bulilit News from here onwards until Christmas. So we're sharing other Christmas traditions and customs all around the world. Ayan. So here comes our Bailey Olvido for Christmas in the Philippines. Ayan.
Yay.
Go ahead, Bailey.
Christmas in the Philippines. Christmas in the Philippines is called Pasko. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year is Maligayang Pasko and Manigong Bagong Taon. The celebrations for Christmas in the Philippines officially began on December 16th with the traditional Simbang Gabi. But people start preparing for Christmas in the Philippines many months before. Simbang Gabi is the Catholic is a Catholic mass with singing and performances by the kids in the community. Usually they act out the birth of Jesus. It is followed by sharing traditional Filipino foods with friends and family in the community. And then in the Philippines, Simbang Gabi happens every night for 9 days until Christmas Eve. The days of the Simbang Gabi celebration are very special in the Philippines. The biggest celebration is Christmas Eve. Filipinos go to midnight mass and then celebrate Noche Buena.
Yeah, Noche Buena. Mm-hmm.
Which is a big feast with lots of food that lasts all night. Food is a very important part of Filipino culture, especially at Christmas time. Filipinos celebrate Christmas by going to midnight mass, eating, opening presents, and spending time with family and friends. For Christmas in the Philippines, people get money from godparents and grandparents. The Tagalog word for this gift giving is Aguinaldo.
Aguinaldo. Yes. Mm.
The most special decoration for Christmas in the Philippines is called the Paro. It is a colorful lantern that is lit up and hung for all to see. People either make them to buy them. They come in all sizes and colors.
Yeah, and so that's Christmas in the Philippines. Tama naman yan. That's obviously how we celebrate our Christmas.
Yes.
And speaking of parol, we had our parol festival already.
Yes, yesterday.
Yes.
And did you know, young ones, Mamaneng danced yesterday at the parol festival. That's the Filipino Christmas. It is called parol. 2019, and only our group, Samutsari, did the cultural dancing.
Cultural dancing.
Na-miss ko yan, Ate G, kasi may work ako kahapon.
May work ka, no?
And the Cordillerans.
Oh, yes, that's right. The Igorot group.
Most of them were songs, singing groups.
Singing groups, yeah. Which is good, because that kind of symbolizes the caroling in the
season.
Ayan, and of course, here we go for our Kira May. You will have the Christmas in New Zealand.
Christmas is somewhat different in New Zealand due to our European
Heritage
and roots, especially British. Kiwi Christmas is something unique, and it can be lots of fun. The most obvious difference to a northern
hemisphere
Christmas is the weather. December is in the middle of summer in New Zealand. Christmas marks the beginning of the summer holidays for most Kiwis. So many Christmas activities revolve around summer holidays. Many towns and cities in New Zealand hold a Christmas parade. They are usually held on a Sunday and can feature marching bands, floats, and an appearance from the grand old gentleman himself, Santa Claus. The largest and best-known parade in the Auckland is the Auckland Santa Parade, which has been a feature of the Auckland Christmas since 1934. It attracts thousands of spectators every year and is a great event for children. Kiwis maintain the British tradition of having a fun dinner during the middle of the day on Christmas Day. The meal is usually preceded on Christmas morning by exchanging presents, which are left under the Christmas tree in the home. The Christmas feast is increasingly becoming a casual affair. Often it is a barbecue on the deck, but the traditional Christmas fare of turkey, ham, and roast potatoes are still very popular. For dessert, plum pudding and Christmas cake are served alongside with kiwi icon, alongside the kiwi icons, pavlova, kiwi fruit, strawberries, and cream. Most New Zealanders do not attend church regularly, but the Christmas services, particularly the midnight mass held at 12 p.m. on Christmas night, are extremely popular. Cathedrals, particularly in Auckland, and churches are often overflowing.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
So what do you think is the difference between the Kiwi and the Filipino Christmas, Bulilit? What's the main difference, Bailey? What do you think you can pick out one main difference?
That they celebrate, Filipinos celebrate Christmas 9 days before, like, Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we have the...
And with all the praying and eating, eh?
Yeah, praying, eating... How about you, Kira May? What do you think is the difference?
Oh, I know. One's in the Philippines and one's in New Zealand.
Okay.
That's true. Well, here is a prize. You choose first.
You choose first, and now you get a lollipop from Tita Verge for being a smart
and this girl. One for little boy.
Good answer.
Oh my goodness! Why did you ask? That's all.
Okay. Now answer it properly. Now
answer it properly. Now says Ati Bailey.
Yeah, that was my properly answer.
Her answer.
Well, fine, yeah. Fine.
So New Zealand naman talaga iba, ano? Oh. Iba talaga. It's just really pure barbecues.
Yeah.
Barbecues.
Christmas on the backyard.
Yeah.
Or on the bats, they call it, or on the beach.
Beach, yeah.
They go swimming and they have barbecue as well.
Because it's summer here.
Yes.
That's right. Tapos sa atin naman kasi, we go all out, ano?
Yes.
We prepare. It's a big thing for us, really. Mm-hmm. And kayo ba, Tita Verge Ching, ano, you bring Filipino tradition here? Or?
Yes.
Yeah?
Especially food.
And do you stay up at night? Or you obviously we go to church, right?
Yes, church.
You stay up at night.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Simbang gabi.
Yeah, simbang gabi. Yeah, simbang gabi.
Yeah, as much as possible. Especially if it is in the evening, that's easy.
Yeah.
But when it is in the morning, like when Father Mario started that, oh my God, it's too early.
Yeah, true, right?
And also because we are still working.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult.
So do we do Simbang Gabi really midnight here on Christmas Eve or not?
Yes.
Yeah, meron ba ngayon? Kasi si Father Mario usually nag-start noon yan dito. Uh-oh. Ewan ko lang kung nung bumalik siya, kung meron ulit kasi wala pa akong balita.
Sa Glen Eden
Church? Glen Eden. Normally, Glen Eden.
Pero ang town, Tita Verge, St. Patrick's ba yun? O saan na sa town?
Yeah, there is a midnight mass.
Midnight mass, ano.
Pero kayo ba't walang simbang gabi?
In Takapuna, they do it early, like say 10 o'clock or so.
Ah.
Not really midnight.
Oh, okay. But it's not really the same.
Because that caters also for all those Kiwi Catholics who wants to go to church, but they, especially the older ones, they don't want to stay that late.
Yeah, yeah.
But correct. Filipinos, like me, for example, we have in St. Luke's, our Christmas Eve Mass is 6 o'clock. Uh-huh. And then we have share of Christmas puddings,
yes,
wine, and lollies for the kids and all sorts. So I have eaten already because us Filipinos, even if only there are a few of us, we bring our pancit, our barbecue, or whatever. So we ate already and then come 11 o'clock, we will
eat
go to church again for the Filipino ones.
Yeah.
And then eat again.
Yeah.
Yan ang Pilipino, puro eat. Kain.
So, I don't know kung saan talaga dito, which church in New Zealand na talagang practicing the Simbang Gabi?
In the sense that it is 12...
Diba, 4 o'clock yan in the morning?
Oh,
ang Simbang Gabi?
Before,
When Father Mario Masi, hindi naman, hindi naman 4 o'clock, pero 5 o'clock.
5, okay.
And coming from the shore, going to Henderson, it's very difficult.
Kasi parang 9-day nubina yun.
Nine days. From 16 to December.
So what I do, especially if I belong to the group who was assigned on that particular day, I definitely go on that particular day because we have to bring food, etc.
Yes.
Yeah. But not all the night.
Not the nine mornings.
Dawn, actually. Yeah, dawn.
So, di ba, ano kasi yan, di, may pamahiin yan eh. You have to complete the 9 days para, ano sabi nila? There is something na...
Yeah, I know. But I don't want to remember it. Nor, because that is like a negative, really. I mean... to us, it is easy to understand because we grew up in that environment.
Yes.
But in here, even for to my children, when they arrive here, they were already aged 16, 14 and a half, and 13.
Yeah.
But still, when you say, oh, let's get up early and we go to... Oh.
That's just too much trouble, isn't it, really? Yan. And now we are going to... Oh, you have a community service there, Tita Verge, haven't you?
Yes, congratulations to a very spectacular 30th Southeast Asia Games opening yesterday held at the Philippine Arena. Good luck to all the participating sports people from the 11 countries that made up of the Southeast Asia Games. Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Timor-Leste. The Philippine Arena is the world's largest indoor arena, and it is a multipurpose indoor arena with a maximum seating capacity of 55,000 at Ciudad de Victoria, a 50-hour tourism enterprise zone in Bukawi and Santa Maria, Bulacan, Philippines, about 30 kilometers north of Manila. If you talk to Kiwis and you mention this maximum seating capacity of 55,000, they cannot understand that because the 5,000 here is already a rarity. Yeah. How much more? 55,000. Most probably saying, oh, these bloody Filipinos are skiting the wrong way.
Yeah.
But it is really true.
Yeah. Mm. So that's the... I didn't even realize it's the world's biggest indoor arena.
Mm-hmm. Even the Araneta Coliseum is already big. That is why the Thrilla in Manila with Muhammad Ali Din was done there because of that sheer hugeness of... the Coliseum, and that could house not only the Filipinos, but there were also foreigners who came to watch the game.
Yes, that's right. So I looked at the opening, and it was really, really well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ang ganda ng mga din nila, mga costume, no?
Costumes,
talagang Pilipina.
Talaga, so it's very well done, and you give credits to all those organizers,
the talents,
and mga sports people. So obviously, good luck sa kanila. Yeah. So
was it? Did you save it?
No.
but I can still go and have a look.
You can go and have a look. You just Google
Southeast Asia Games
to their official website. Also, they will. We should.
What
should
was it last night or Sunday night?
I think it was afternoon, wasn't it?
Afternoon. Yeah. I was full on from the morning until night.
Yeah.
And
but it will be midnight here. Today,
midnight right? here.
Midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning here, while they're doing their their opening. But it was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan. And then, so may ano po tayo? May maghahanap buhay po tayo, Tita Verge? Do you wanna share kung anong ganap last week?
Yes. Doon po sa mga nanood ng parol, I am very proud of you. Siyempre, itaguyod natin ang ating sariling atin. That was actually the Filipino Christmas, first time held in Auckland. At that extent na whole day activity.
Yes.
And syempre may mga food tasting giving a chance to the Filipino entrepreneurs to not only display their rarities, but also to explain how to make it, and those vegetarian ones as well, which is a fad, and almost a lot of people are going vegetarian.
Yes.
That was the hit. That was the hit yesterday. And there were other new ventures on food that were on display.
Mm-hmm.
And at lunchtime, there was shared food. And that was very good because even the Kiwis who were there were able to participate and try the Filipino food on offer. Obviously, it's not a buffet that you dive in there and you get 10 plates when the next one to you can get any. So organizers, they did it properly.
All in a plate already, I think.
No. They were people are still queuing, but
they are
small
serving.
Plates, and they are serving.
Yeah, that's
what do you
that's
want?
A good
this
thing.
And this and that, which is
okay.
Very good.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
And then obviously after about 12:30 the cultural presentations started. The opening dance was the Cordillerans, a combination dance of all the Benguet, Mountain Province, Abra, Kalinga, Apayao. That one. And that was a hit because obviously
It's very traditional.
Very traditional and very attractive and colorful costumes. And the men are in their bahag.
Different, isn't it?
Banging gongs.
It's a unique.
Yes, they did that as well in the closing part of the program. But the bahag boys did not show their bahag anymore.
Okay.
It was just the dancing, and guests were invited to join.
Nice.
So we Filipinos who are into dancing did that.
Oh,
so
awesome.
That was very good.
Yeah, ang saya-saya pala.
There were also a lot of performers, mostly singers, singles and groups, and either singing Filipino Christmas songs or Filipino original Filipino music.
Yeah.
So Galing. That was very good.
Yeah.
And obviously, there were paroles everywhere.
Ayan, nakikita ko nga sa Facebook. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gaganda ng mga parol.
With lit in the garden of Freiburg Place. And obviously, there were several groups, Filipino groups who came and visited, even if they did not stay long, at least they came.
Yes.
Mm. And hopefully it will be an annual event.
Yeah.
We are very lucky because we were chosen as to be sponsored by Auckland City Council, which is the heart of the city.
Yes.
That happens with other cultures as well.
Yeah. And I think hopefully we will keep that date as well every end of the month as such, November, every November.
Yeah.
Para
uniform. Consistency.
Consistent. And then people will actually put it in their calendar for years to come that, I will not going to do something on this day because doon kami sa Filipino festival.
Right. And also that is our National Heroes Day.
Correct.
So, it is good to do it that way.
I think so. So hopefully kung sino man ang mag-organize niyan, from here onwards.
Yeah. And hopefully lahat ng Pilipino sa Auckland
mag-support.
It doesn't matter who will sing and who will dance or who organize it.
Yes.
As long as we are all together, we are celebrating our culture. That's
correct.
The most important.
I think we should. I think we should. So that's
tayo ay Pilipino.
Yes. Dapat
kaisa
natin yung ating mga inggit-inggitan na, uy, sila lang yan eh. No. Alright, sila ang nag-umpisa. Ay, ba't hindi kayo nag-volunteer?
Correct.
Kung kung nahihiya kayo, eh di magtanong sino ba ang ano at mag-volunteer kami.
Correct, yeah. At maganda na rin yung meron talagang, you know, mga, may mga kapwa Pilipino tayo na talagang go-getter ba, na sila talaga ang pasimuno.
Exactly.
Para, you know, at least, lahat naman tayo hindi pwede maging leader. Meron talagang may mga workers lang, may mga volunteers, may mga leader. At marami talagang talented na Pilipino na magaling sa organization, magaling sa pag-produce, magaling sa pag-direct. So kaya, happy-happy lang po tayo kung sino dapat. Man yung, ano, sino man yung nagsisimula. Okay lang. Kaya, puro
sige lang.
Sige na, sige.
Dalo lang tayo.
Dalo.
And, by the way, the Dinagyang Group from Iloilo, obviously, they are there, Tess Peters and Francis Opinion and Lisa Opinion plus the other Ilonggos, and they brought all their costumes.
Yes, I saw that. Yung mga headdress nilang lalaki. Sabi ko, that's ati-atihan. O Dinagyang.
Dinagyang, yeah. So I brought Kay, my best friend Gia's daughter, and both of us, we had a photo taken, and I even donned that big headdress.
Headdress.
Yes,
yeah. Yes. Okay.
And but what we enjoyed most at the beginning is the cycling, when you cycle and then you produce juice as well.
Yes.
For free.
Yes.
They blend the fruits.
By cycling, you don't have you use electric blender.
Yeah.
Just manual blender.
And the cycle is easy because that's stationary.
Yeah.
I got Kay to do it. Oh, she was fantastic at it.
So you just pedal.
Yeah.
So it blends.
Pedal.
Which is quite good.
Oh, and she did it in no time.
Yes.
Comes Tita Verds. Whoop. First one, I forgot to press properly. I let go of the pedal and it hit my shin.
Oh, no.
But I continued and I finished.
Yes.
So I had.
So you were able to produce juice.
I was able to.
Yeah.
So as a prize, I have got to taste two little cups.
Ah, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. At dahil dyan, maghanap buhay po tayo. And ito po, kung kayo may mga problema sa inyong sasakyan, saan pa ba kayo pupunta kundi sa Wilson Vista?
Siyempre.
Of course. Good quality, no or low deposit, great service, easy finance. Overseas license, work permit, bad credit, not a problem. Wilson West can help. Can't find a car you want in Oakland? No problem. Wilson West can order the car you need straight from Japan. For any inquiries, please contact Dante Salvador on his cell phone at 021-349-318 or on his landlines at 09827-7723 or 09827-2142. You can also fax requirements at 827-7760 or send it by email to dante@wilsonwest.co.nz. But why not check out Dante's website now at www.wilsonwest.co.nz and choose from the selection of choice cars on offer. Wilson West Limited, trading as Cheaper Cars, located at 3003B Great North Road, Newland in Oakland. Wilson West, our best price is the best price. Ayan. And dahil po dyan, tayo po'y dadako na sa ating Philippine News. This is Samut Sari, Philippine News, a blast of an opener. The 30th Southeast Asian Games was unveiled on a night of songs, glitz, and stunning sights as the host welcomed visitors from 10 countries, with President Duterte declaring the meet open to the roaring approval of the crowd at the Philippine Arena here last night. It was a great spectacle and comeback party 14 years after the Philippines last hosted the biennial conclave in 2005. The first SEA Games opening rites to be staged indoors started and ended on a festive note, turning into a dazzling celebration of Filipino culture depicted through dances by a cast of hundreds. Boxing legend Manny Pacquiao passed the torch to world women's boxing champion Nisthy Petitiu before the duo lit the cauldron over at the new Clark City Sports Complex, 90 kilometers away from here, ushering in the games and highlighting the rites watched by a packed audience and many more at the comfort of their homes. But the ceremony over at the NCC was pre-taped. The president, who arrived at the venue via chopper at 6:30 p.m., practically the same time the gates to the vast arena were opened to accommodate the non-ticket holders, declared the games open in what could be the briefest speech by a head of state in such opening rites. "I declare the Southeast Asian Games open for the 30th time. Mabuhay kayong lahat," said the president, after which eight of the country's sports icon came in with Southeast Asian Games Federation flag before it was hoisted by the honor guards. Ayan. And then Ching will add to our news for today.
Yes, Trini. Philippine name, world's leading diving destination. The Philippines continues to gain attention from the international travel community for its dive offerings as it bagged two awards at the recent World Travel Awards. The Department of Tourism announced that the Philippines was named as the 2019 world's leading dive destination for the first time at the WTA Grand Final Gala Ceremony, held recently at the Royal Opera House, Muscat in Oman. The Philippines bested eight other global dive destinations also nominated under the same category, namely Azores Islands, Bora Bora in French Polynesia, Cayman Islands, Fiji, Galapagos Islands, Great Barrier Reef in Australia, Maldives, and Mexico. Dubbed by marine experts and scientists as the heart of marine biodiversity in the world, our country is home to the highest concentration of coral reef life and astounding variety of marine species. This latest recognition is a validation that the Philippines is truly a premier dive destination, Tourism Secretary Bernadette Romulo Puyat said. Meanwhile, Palawan's prestigious Amanpolo Resort also emerged victorious as the world's leading dive resort at the gala event. In October, the Philippines earned its first Asia's Leading Dive Destination Award at the WTA's gala event for Asia and Oceania in Vietnam, after multiple nominations since 2006. Dive tourism is identified by the DOT as one of the key areas in the National Tourism Development Plan, or NTDP, that can positively affect industry growth in terms of increased visitor count, extended length of stay, and higher tourism revenue, among others. The DOT also launched the first Philippine International Dive Expo exposition in September, which housed the Travex. Tourism Undersecretary Benito Bengzon Jr. earlier said the DOT will continue to organize familiarization tours, especially to the emerging dive destinations, to be able to expand the footprint of dive tourism in the country. Bengzon said currently, about 5% of the country's foreign arrivals participate in diving activities. Founded in 1993, the World Travel Awards has been recognizing brands and organizations from the travel, tourism, and hospitality industries all over the world. that have raised the bar for global tourism standards. Through its annual Grand Tour, a series of six regional gala ceremonies with a grand final ceremony held at the end of each hour. Ayan.
And that's naman. Our Samotsari Philippine News. Ang ganda naman ng Philippines talaga.
Oh, of course.
I've been to, nung umuwi ako last October, pumunta talaga ako na Palawan.
Palawan.
Because, oh, that's very nice place.
Yeah, because of this, you know, everywhere you go, you always, even the foreigners, oh, you're from the Philippines, so you've been to Palawan, you've been to El Nido, and it's a bit embarrassing, you go, no? But, oh, you should go because you should. Love
I know.
So I said to my sister, you know what? You have to come with me. I have to be there. I have to experience it. And it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't fail to
amaze.
Yeah. The place. It's so good. Mm. It's so good. Nothing like it.
Very nice. Yeah, and the food and the people. And the people. God, yes.
The tour guide, they are so professional.
Correct. Oh, definitely.
They are so professional. Yeah. El Nido. Mm-hmm. I did not made it to Coron because we only got 3 nights and 4 days.
I did not make it to Coron yet. Yeah. As well.
Me too.
But when I did El Nido, that was a marathon one. We left Puerto Princesa at night about 5 o'clock to El Nido, having our dinner on the way because I want to experience all the bits and pieces before settling for the night. Just slept the night and then in the morning, tour of 5 sea places.
Yeah, island hopping.
Island hopping. And obviously on one of the bancas, big bancas, motorized, but beautiful. Mm. And we had lunch into a secluded place with obviously seafood.
Yes. Mm.
And it's only me and family. Plus, there were two foreigners who the operator asked, can they join us because they were only the two of them. I said, all right. And we were teasing my sister because she's single and the two are single.
the place, the whole of El Nido, the locals, they're so hospitable, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're very nice.
Very
and,
nice.
Yeah, so it's sometimes, though, I think when you go to El Nido, a lot of constructions happening. Many hotels now getting constructed.
They're booming.
Yeah, and I said, do you think that would ruin the, beauty of El Nido?
That's what I'm worried as well.
Yeah, and I said, but it's getting very touristy, which is, it's okay, but you know what
don't
happens
go overboard,
to Boracay,
maybe.
Yeah. You know how dirty the water and they have to shut it down to clean it up. Hopefully hindi naman tayo darating doon because talagang napakaganda ng Palawan at saka El Nido or the Palawan Island really. Puerto Princesa is lovely, very clean. Very very clean. Sayang nga hindi kami nakapag nag city tour lang kami sa Puerto Princesa.
Actually our friend Merly and Lito Abuyan, the caterers here, they have got a little resort in
the Seahorse something. Yung maliit na island, may island sila doon, may resort sila.
And I have not been, but my nephew and niece who were in Palawan were the ones who helped them with licenses, etc. When they did that, and they've been there obviously, they said it's beautiful.
Yeah,
so that's my next.
Yeah, that's your next. Okay,
next.
So now, Tita Verge, you do have some showbiz balita to share to our listeners. Ano bang mga gossip dyan?
Pinoy filmmaker wins in New York Fest. Breeds Asher Harani, a filmmaker from Compostela Valley, Davao region, received the JCS International Young Creatives Award for his short film, next to me at the International Emmy World Television Festival in New York City on November 23. The short film was inspired by the struggles of young Muslims who were displaced by the Battle of Marawi and the young heroes who stood for them. Harani started creating short videos, video contents in narrative, experimental and documentary forms, and founded Alexandrite Pictures Studio in 2012. His short experimental film about LGBT discrimination, Through the Mirror, was the first Filipino film to receive the Dorothy Slipper Award for Best Short Film at the Merlinka International Queer Film Festival in Serbia, and the Best Short Film Award at the Springfield LGBT Film Festival in Massachusetts, USA, in 2014. Launched in 2017, the JCS International Young Creatives Award is a one-minute video competition for peace designated to discover, recognize, and foster young talent from around the world while creating a global conversation around peace. Ang galing talaga ng
galing
Pinoy.
Naman.
Yeah, imagine that. Two awards for one, this about this LGBT Through the Mirror, entitled Through the Mirror. Yeah. It was the first Filipino film to get that award, Dorothy Slipper Award for short film, and Merlinka International. At the Merlinka International Queer Festival in Serbia, and also again, they got the Best Short Film Award at the Springfield LGBT Film Festival in Massachusetts, USA. Galing, galing, galing.
Yes, talaga na magaling ang Pinoy.
Galing ng Pinoy.
Congratulations.
So, bago po tayo maghanap buhay uli, mayroon po tayong isang panghandog sa ating mga tagapakinig. Ngayon naman po ito ay from Vina Morales and Denise Laurel. Hindi ko kaya, sabi ng title. This should be a really good song. Here you go.
Kailangan pang magkalayo? Bakit kailangan pang iwan ako? Nagmahal naman ng tapat sa'yo. Bakit kailangan pang mangyari sa ating to?
Ayan. Malapit na naman pong matapos ang isang oras naming pakikipagnig sa inyong lahat. Kaya kami po'y muling...
Oh. Greetings, Tita Verge.
Ah, happy birthday muna. Akala ko ang tingin ko, ano na eh, 5 minutes na lang.
Greetings, kami pa tayo.
Lahat po ng mga nag-celebrate ng kaarawan ngayong araw na ito, binabati namin, maligayang kaarawan o ano pa man ang inyong isine-celebrate. Wedding anniversary, divorce,
yes, new partner,
yes. New house,
new job,
yeah, new blouse, ayan, new boobs,
new nose,
ayan, at siyempre pa po, magsaya kayo anuman ang inyong isine-celebrate. At huwag niyo kaming kalimutan, lalo na kung kayo mayroong pagkain dyan. Mabilis lang po kaming makakarating dyan.
Yes, ayan. Okay, TB, what can you say? Anong greetings mo dyan?
I would like to give a shout-out to my dad and my little brother Niall, who turned 6 last month.
Wow.
Happy birthday. Mm. Hello to my mom and to my granddad and my uncle boy. And happy early birthday to my sister, who is turning 9 this year.
Oh, wow.
In 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Which is on 15th December.
That's great.
And shout out to my auntie Jin Jin, who's probably listening.
Yes. Mm. Awesome. How about you, Kirame?
I would also like to give a shout out to my entire family here in New Zealand and overseas, especially to my mom, dad, and Niall, who is now 6. Also to my only friend, Abea, and my teacher, Mr. Hamilton.
Only friend.
Only friend. She must be very special.
She must be very special. How about you,
Ching? And the teacher is very special too, eh?
Yes, of course. How about you, Ching?
Of course, babatiin ko yung better half ko sa advance happy birthday sa December 5.
Oh.
Yuhu. 60 plus na siya.
Pensioner na siya sa Pilipinas.
Mala, oo, matagal na.
Well, I'm almost sure alam ko na ang gagawin ni Ching. to give all allowances. Pensions.
Yes.
And everything.
Yes. Yan lang at maraming salamat sa pag-invite niyo sa akin dito at masaya.
Yes, ayan.
You are not just invited. You are now a regular.
A regular, yes.
Nakapasa sa, ano,
sa audition. Ayan. And of course, from me, happy birthday nga, sabi ni Tita Verge, sa lahat po na nag-celebrate ng kanilang mga kaarawan or kahit ano pang celebration yan, congratulations and best wishes po. And of course, congratulations to all the organizers who did the Parol 2019, the very first Parol Festival of New Zealand. And I'm also extending my thanks to the Babylon community for their Christmas party last night. I was also invited to do a kids Zumba there. Just for 10 minutes kids Zumba. It was a very joyful occasion. And yes, ayan. At malapit na po tayong matapos, Tita Verge.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan.
Ala, talaga. Kulang ang isang oras, ano?
Kulang na kulang.
Hopefully next year makapagdagdag tayo. We will see.
We will see.
Mm-hmm. Kasi ang problema natin eh ang regular na magvo-volunteer. pag 2 hours na kailangan
ng marami.
Oo, kailangan ng marami. And para walang napapagod lagi, palitan.
Palitan, yes. Of and of course, yeah, for anyone who would like to volunteer to our radio program, please feel free to contact Tita Verge. What's your number, Tita Verge?
021-329-959 or si Manang Trini. What is the
021,
number?
021-191-0508. Kung kayo may mga questions sa amin. And yes, we really need more volunteers.
And what is your telephone number, Ching-Ching?
021-131-5096.
Yes.
Ayan po.
Do you wanna tatlo. Do you wanna say something about
yes, we have upcoming KBN said Christmas in the park, barbecue tayo, mga Bisaya, Bistak, you are all invited.
Kailan ito?
Sa 8 December, 10 a.m. sa Cornwall Park.
December 8.
Ayan.
Ano ba?
Ah, sa linggo yan. Sa linggo na yan, Ate G.
Pero excuse tayo after 3.
Oh, yes. Kasi matatapos naman yung 3.
Ah, okay. That's good.
Sisingit ako kasi, ten, meron kasi akong yung ladies namin.
Mm-hmm.
Oo. Ay, lahat kasi mga matatanda na, ano na, naset na ito, hindi
pa. Eh, palagi ka naman, excuse Ate G, kasi very busy.
Ba't pupunta ako? Kakain na ako, syempre. Yes. Sigurado ko mayroong kilawin doon. Sigurado ko may litson doon. Andiyan na ba
meron,
si
Sindo? May litson
dumating
talaga.
Na ba si
Sindo? Ah, andiyan. Kararating si lang yan.
Ayan. Magandang gabi pong muli sa inyong lahat. Ito po si Tita Verge, nagpupugaw, ang nagpupugay. Maraming salamat sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program at sa ating mga sponsors, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, Wilson West Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Messi, Western Union, Philippines Travel, and JNM Foods and Butchery, and siyempre pa ISM New Zealand.
Okay, Bailey.
Magpalam na po kami hanggang sa muli. Maraming salamat. Ingat po kayo. Ito po si Bailey. Magandang gabi.
Kira May.
Magpaalam na po kami hanggang sa muli. Maraming salamat. Ingat po kayo. Ito po si
Magandang Gabi. Ayan na. Thank you so much, Keith. Ingat. Sabi nila, ingat yan. Ayan. Ching!
Yes. Bye-bye na ulit at kita-kita next Sunday.
Yes.
At abangan ang marami pang swerte.
Yes.
Talaga. Ayan. Abangan natin yan.
Manamilit na po kami kaninyong tananog sa kanunay. Magpasalamat kami sa inyong walay kahumanan yung pagsuporta sa atong programa sa radyo. Ako, of course, Manang Trini, signing off saying loving yourself and your family means looking after yourself first. Health is wealth, everybody. Bye for now. Until next week, ingat po kayong lahat. Bye-bye.
Nasa ipakita sa mundo kung ano kaya mo ibang-ibang